We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The Parkinson Spiegel Show.
Are you guys grinding or are you guys having fun?
Afternoons on The Score.
Did all right. I could have got better at some stuff, though. Could have. Of course, there's always plays that you want back.
Justin Fields.
Whatever.
It's certainly trending that way. He's been the worst quarterback in the NFL through four games, but our guy Trent Dilfer said his offensive line can't get better at pass blocking on the interior. Darnell Mooney has had one good game out of four. Cole Kmet hasn't gotten involved, and it's pretty much a dumpster fire everywhere you look offensively. And you would like to expect that Luke Getsy took head coaching interviews this offseason. Bright young offensive mind, up-and-coming coach, would be able to speak some truth to that objective fact and reality. You met the media today, Speaks. And, well, it didn't exactly go that way.
Well, I don't think he's had a rough month. I think he's gotten better each week. I think he's growing tremendously. And, you know, it's not easy. We're playing good football teams. And it's not easy to become, you know, the level quarterback that he wants to become. And I know that he can become. And the important thing is that we stay focused. We keep our eyes on that progress or on that process, and we make sure we get better each and every week. And I believe that we're in that phase.
Can you tell by the questions we ask that there's a disparity between how we see Fields and how you do?
I really don't. You know, I know what I know, and I believe what I believe, and what we do in this building is what we pay attention to. And you know, the questions that you ask, that's your right to ask whatever you want. And as long as we stay focused on what we know and what we believe on, we know that in the end we're going to get where we want to get to. So,
he's had a 50% completion percentage, right? Mm-hmm. 2 touchdowns, 9 touchdowns in his career.
He should have less than 50% because he should have thrown about 6 or 8 of them away instead of taking some sacks. So he actually should have less than that, yeah.
Okay, but I mean, I guess my point is, like, what would you consider struggling then? Because that, to us, it looks like he still has leg pads and he looks like he has had a rough month.
No, the areas of improvement are, right, when, you know, he needs to hit Treston on that flat route. We need to hit Cole a couple weeks back when he has him open in the seam. You know, when the protection breaks down, right, which he's had to face a lot of that. This game, he handled it better than any other game. And so we just got to keep improving upon that. And so he's doing that. And it takes a lot, man. I mean, the toughness that kid has to be able to handle and deal with what he's dealing with, I mean, it's impressive that a young man with that can be that strong and that tough. I mean, to take hits that he takes week in and week out and to stand back up there, that speaks volumes of that young man.
So that is Bears offensive coordinator Luke Getsy, who says he does not believe that Justin Fields has had a rough month. He did include misses that he'd had, but he's also included in there have been a lot of protection breakdowns. I heard that as a coach who reads a room, knows that Fields is taking plenty of public criticism, and is saying it's not all him. That's what that's how I hear that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, because he's denying an objective truth. He did have a rough month. He had single-digit completions in 3 of the 4 games. It was a rough month, objectively.
He's trying to, I hear what you're saying. I hear a guy who's trying to live publicly the patience that none of us can have, that nobody else is having. He's trying to give voice to it and be supportive. Just be supportive and be positive. publicly because he knows Justin is getting a rough ride. So, yeah, similar to what you're saying. But I think there could also be some truth from his perspective of what he's seeing. Like, he has no choice. They're not going to go to Trevor Siemian here. Like, he has no choice but to stay dug in and try to stay positive and help this kid get a little bit better every week. So it doesn't, I can see how it doesn't serve him to say, yeah, it's been ugly, and sort of bond with questioners about it.
Well, at another point in the press conference, Luke Getsy would make a very bad talk show host, because we keep talking a lot about Fields and development, and are they developing Fields, and how do you develop Fields without the development? He says that they're not doing any of that.
We have a lot more than just evaluating Justin Fields going on right now. And I think that's easy for, you know, that's what everybody wants to evaluate the quarterback all the time, right? And I get it. It's all good. So this is a process for all 11. And so there's so many factors going into what's going on around Justin to just sit here and say, oh, we're only focused on, is this guy going to be the guy or not? That's literally not even on my mind, or I don't think it's on anybody's mind in this building. We're just in this process of getting better, right? How can we get each guy in this building to get better each and every week? And as long as we continue to get better, then we're going in the right direction, and we believe that.
Man, he's staying dug into what he's doing and what he thinks is the totality of it. I get it. I don't find it as – I saw Jason Leisure use the word bizarre. Like, what a bizarre press conference from Luke Getsy. Did it feel bizarre to you?
No,
it doesn't feel bizarre to me. It feels like him just staying committed to that kind of coach's mindset and having all his guys back while they work and try to get better.
It, to me, and Leisure was there, so he did hear it, but everyone's got the right to their own opinion. It felt to me like something that will read worse than it sounds. Because the quote that Tanny starts the first cut with.
Well, I don't think he's had a rough month.
That's a tough quote to read. I don't think he's had a rough month.
It's going to read very poorly.
That's going to read poorly, because what are we talking about here? The offense and the passing game are in the bottom three of every statistical category that you could possibly come up with, right? So if that's not a rough month, then what is? He then talks about it's not just Fields. There have been a ton of protection breakdowns. He got better against pressure in this game, so that shows me that he's progressing to take as many hits as he's getting. Sounded a little bit like Dilfer talking to us with the A-gap pressure. Like, I thought that the point that you referenced that Hall made is a salient one. Like, we're being real hard on Fields, and the people that are unbiased about it are not saying he's doing good, but they're saying basically nobody given his experience level would be able to do good in this set of circumstances, which, to be fair, is what I talked about for 4 months this offseason.
For sure.
We have to grade him on a curve because this is an impossible situation. So, like, I told you, I am dealing with the tug and pull of that reality of wanting it so badly and feeling an urgency to it and having to watch each of these games two times and do 20 hours a week of Bears content versus these other guys that just throw on the film, aren't fans, aren't from here, and they're like, oh, well, his center can't block, his guard can't block, his receivers can't get any separation, there's no speed or size.
Right.
What the hell is this guy supposed to do 4 games into a new offense?
And all those guys, all those quarterback coaches and those quarterback whisperers who see this are like, oh, yeah, okay, that's right. He's a young quarterback in his first year in a new system, and they're that bad. This is what it looks like. Talk to me in a month. You know, and then they go do other things.
Right.
We're still here.
They go watch good teams.
Right. They go watch good teams, or they go watch another bad team, or they check along. They're just like, okay, that's where that is in development. Got it. I'll check back with you. We freaking live with it and feel the pull to, like, come to a conclusion every damn day.
Right.
There's no conclusion yet here.
Right. Dan Orlovsky puts on the film, has this clip that goes viral, right? And then today on NFL Live is probably talking about Baker Mayfield.
Yeah, right.
Right, and Fields doesn't even come up.
So Getsy has some of that in him because that's how he's trained to analyze football and quarterbacks and development. And he also has an expectation that it was going to be ugly, that it was going to look bad. How about the little throwaway comment there in the first chunk where he says, well, Justin should have had 6 or 8 more incompletions because he took some sacks.
Yeah.
Hear that? That's fascinating to me.
Well, that's a criticism.
It's a criticism that he took too many sacks, which is what a lot of us are seeing and saying. Like, oh, no, get rid of the ball, Justin. Get rid of the ball. He wants me to get rid of the ball. But he'd be totally happy and totally fine if they were incompletions. Doesn't even necessarily want him to complete them.
Guy's also like seeming like he knows they'll be incomplete.
He knows that the receivers stink. They're not open. They're not open. Justin's young. He doesn't know, but he's fine with it because this is the process. This is what you do when your team sucks, when your quarterback's young. Go ahead, throw him away. Throw him away. Hit the hot read. Oh, he didn't hit it? Okay, but at least he threw it away. That's good. Like, he'd be fine with it. These guys have a comfort level with ugliness in terms of development that we struggle with.
They've got realism, right? They're realistic about what they have. And I thought that, like, Tanny, you listened to the entire thing. I missed the first 2 minutes. What percentage of the questions to Luke Getsy today would you say were about Justin Fields?
I didn't know there was going to be math involved today. It was not a high percentage, you know, in comparison to considering he's the offensive coordinator and the quarterback's the most important position. I don't know. 25%.
Really? Okay. Yeah. Cause I felt like he was doing some of you guys are all talking about Justin Fields. Let me globalize this for you a little bit and talk about how many times he's getting hit. Let me talk to you about protection, mm-hmm. all these other things that are also a problem.
Right, and they are a problem. And all the other quarterback whisperers and coaches and stuff that you're hearing are referencing that stuff. Kyle Long is going to reference some of that stuff very specifically in a minute or two.
Right. So I think that he's in a position where, and this isn't a defense of Luke Getsy, it's a reality of, like, who's been worse at their job so far this year? Justin Fields or Sam Mustipher? Like,
I think Sam Mustipher.
Right? And now he's not as important, obviously. He doesn't matter as much. He's not a first round pick. We don't hold him to as high of a standard, obviously. But, like, who's having a good season on the Bears offense? Can we name a single player?
Ooh.
Like, we certainly can't name a pass catcher.
You know the first name that comes to mind?
I mean, a running back.
The guy that just got cut. The kicker.
Bagley. Special he came in.
Phenomenal year right
yeah,
there.
He had four kicks and then they cut him.
The iron.
Montgomery, he got hurt.
Tevin Jenkins. I wanted to say Tevin Jenkins. He's doing his job, I think, for the most part. Like, on that offensive line, when he's out there, Tevin is blocking okay.
Yeah, he's not playing much.
Well, that's the thing. Like, you know, I was listening to Olin and Big Cat and J-Mac talk about this offensive line. I think they're having issues with communication also. So they talked about Mustipher and talk about why he missed some of those blitz protections and the linebacker stuff because the guys on the line aren't helping out, saying, hey, this linebacker just moved to this side. So, like, they're not even communicating because they haven't really played a lot as a unit, or they're not coached up right, but it was great stuff, man. But there's a lot of problems, and I'm wondering how much of that is because the inconsistencies of everyone shuffling in and out all the time.
You don't even have a solid five.
He said today they still don't have a five.
They just don't even know what their five is
because of the white hair injury. Yeah, they don't know. He said that Lucas Patrick yesterday did a little of everything, so I assume that means center, left guard, and right guard.
That's good. That's good.
It's where you want to be four games in.
We're all good. Matt Bowen said you're going to see more of that this weekend, too.
Good.
Or you should see more
of it. More rotating line? That's
no, right. More of the defensive pressure coming up the middle.
Oh, yeah. On the road in a loud stadium.
Oh, you think?
On a fast turf.
I do. Yes, blitz. Up the middle. Absolutely. Drop a DE. And go at the guards of the center. 100%.
Yeah. I hear that as a guy who's like, you're all piling on Justin Fields enough.
See, man.
I'll tell you a few things that he's doing poorly, but hey,
look at you.
We're all being bad.
Look at you.
What?
You race, you're in your heart of hearts, you're dying to talk football, and here we are living the Bears. And it stinks. It stinks.
Dude, yeah. It's football season.
Well, I don't think he's had a rough month.
That's a tough quote. I'm not going to deny that's a tough quote. If this isn't a tough month, what is? I don't want to see a tough month if this is not a tough month because I can't take many more months tougher than this month. It's been a tough month, Luke. God.
Oh, yeah.
But it's been a tough month for all of them. That's what he should have said. I don't think Justin has had a tough month in particular.
I think we've all had a tough month.
I think that would have been a much better way to frame that. Kyle Long obviously sees the game from a much more advanced perspective than us. Probably the best Bears interior offensive lineman since the aforementioned Olin Krutz. He's been watching closely. What the hell does he think going on with this offense and if it can get better soon? Next on The Score.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.